Welcome back to this week's episode of the Beginner Photography Podcast. Today, we are talking about how to create success without social media. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Beginner Photography Podcast with Raymond Hatfield, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your photography skills. Raymond interviews the world's top photographers in their field to ask questions that will get you taking better photos today. Now, with you as always, husband, father, home brewer, LA Dodger fan, and Indianapolis wedding photographer, Raymond Hatfield.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Beginner Photography Podcast. As always, I am Raymond Hatfield, and I'm so happy to have you here with me today. Man, summer is almost over, which every single year means that I spend a lot less time shooting, and I spend a lot more time reflecting about photography and kind of its role that it plays in my life and also your life as well as a listener who, you know, tunes into the podcast. The more that I think about photography, the more that I can think about, you know, where the podcast is going to go and just how that I can help you more each and every day. So aside from, you know, the podcast, this podcast, where you're listening to me right now, the main mode of communication with you all from me is through social media, and primarily through Facebook, specifically through the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group. Now, Kimberly, who is the admin in the group, and I, we work hard to ensure that it is just the safest place on the internet for new photographers to ask questions and share photos. Honestly, it's a great place to be, and I enjoy spending time there and being able to help whenever I can. So social media is a big part of my life, and if you are, you know, like the majority of us, then I'm sure that it's a big part of your life as well. And then if you're trying to grow your Instagram or your Facebook audience for your photography, then I'm assuming that it's just going to go double for you. You know, it's easy to spend a lot of time on social media. We're all there. So earlier this week, Kimberly asked in the premium members Facebook group, she said, "Do you need social media to be a successful photographer?" And that's really a big question. So, you know, you really got to think about where that question's coming from. And I personally thought about my own experiences, you know, just trying to post about my everyday life, my kids, activities, the Dodgers, of course, and then also having to post about photography, you know, come up with clever captions and also use it in a way that brings in business but is not too salesy. And what do you do if you haven't shot anything in a week, but you still need to be posting every day, or everyone will forget about you and think that you're dead? It can get overwhelming. I get it. Especially after episode 161 of the podcast with Dan Milner, where you know, I interviewed him, and he spoke a lot about social media's role and how he got off of social media. But it makes us think about a lot of internal questions that we have and the role that social media plays, you know, to us as a photographer. I saw a lot of questions pop up again in the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group. So it's clearly important to a lot of people. But I think that, you know, one thing that I found was that a lot of people didn't want to get rid of social media as you're on it every day. It's just that it can get overwhelming, right? So in that interview with Dan, I shared the story of how Canon, like the camera manufacturer Canon, they dropped a photographer from shooting a national ad campaign because she did not have 50,000 Instagram followers. So to say that social media is important is kind of an understatement in these types of situations, as I feel like that should, you know, Canon of all companies should not be thinking about how many followers somebody has, but they should be thinking about the creative process and the creative that photographer can make for Canon. Not simply, we don't care what she makes as long as she has 50,000 followers, we're good. But that's, you know, that's not the question. The question was, do you need to keep up with social media to be successful? That was the question that Kimberly asked. So I thought about this a lot, and unfortunately, it's not a yes or a no answer. It's a lot more black and white than that. But today we're going to talk about kind of the flow chart or the roadmap to figuring out whether or not, you know, how much of an importance social media should play in your life and in your photography business, if that's where you want to take it, or even just as being a photographer. So first and foremost, what you have to do for yourself personally and your photography is you have to define your goals. If your goal is, you know, to take photos that you love and simply post them online, or if you're in business, you know, just make, you know, bring home $60,000 a year, then I don't think that you need social media at all if you don't want to use it. I'm not saying that you can't use it. I'm just saying I don't think that you do need it. But if your goal is to be, you know, ranked as one of the world's best photographers in a certain category, and you're going to work hard and, you know, do competitions and stuff, social media is unfortunately going to play a larger part in that journey to get you to quote-unquote world's best, if that's what it is that you're looking for. So kind of let's rewind a little bit. If we look to, you know, back in the day, when I say back in the day, I mean like 80s, early 90s, there were art directors and there were editors for magazines, newspapers, all of these, you know, publications that would choose and print photos, and they would be the gatekeepers to decide essentially who is a good photographer and who is not a good photographer. They would get magazines, they would get books of photos every single day, and they would look through them and decide who is good, who is not good, who's good enough to go into our publication, who's not good, we're just not even going to talk to them ever again. And today, because of social media, there are less corporate gatekeepers. We don't need their permission, you know? We don't need them to have their lunch menu or their lunch order screwed up and now they're in a bad mood and they look at your portfolio and they say, this is all garbage, and then they just throw it aside when it's really good work. There's less corporate gatekeepers now because of social media. Social media lets the world and the public become the gatekeeper. Now, quickly, I'm going to quote Dan from my interview with him. He says, having a large following does not mean that you're a great photographer. It simply means that you're good at building a following. Now, both of these are incredible skills, but they are not codependent. Social media likes and reactions are not directly tied to the quality of your work. Earlier this year, January of 2019, there was an Instagram account that uploaded a photo of an egg. And that egg, it's just a regular photo of an egg. And that egg, like it's a close-up of an egg, it doesn't make any sense, got 45 million likes. 45 million likes is more likes than any content on any social media platform ever. And it's just an egg. So therefore, social media is not a reflection at all on the quality of work or the quality of your photography. With social media, you can just simply get more eyes onto your work. And then more people can, you know, decide whether or not they like it and give you their attention. So is more attention or more eyes on your work important? You bet. It is absolutely more, it is absolutely important to get people to see your work and get that attention. But is it the most important thing? It's not. It's not the most important thing at all. So how can you possibly make it as a photographer in a world without using social media? I believe that to make it, you really need to have a strong personal network. And it's easy for people to forget that before social media, photographers needed other ways of booking jobs. And it wasn't always just the Yellow Pages. You know, I feel like whenever you hear about, you know, photographers in the old days, they're like, you know, you just name your photography company A1 Photography and you were at the top of the photographers in the Yellow Pages and you just got all the work that you ever needed. But that wasn't always the case. It wasn't just the Yellow Pages. You had to actually put yourself into the community to meet with people. And then if you could help them out in any way, then you would. And that reciprocity of being in your community and being a helpful member of society would book you gigs. You know, it's that know, like, and trust factor. If there's somebody that you know and you like them and you trust them, you're going to want to help them out. And if you know that they're a photographer, you're either going to use them as your photographer or you're going to recommend them to anybody else you know looking for a photographer. Now, I say this about, you know, the Yellow Pages and whatnot as if I was there, which I wasn't. But let me share this story with you that that I have seen firsthand. When I first graduated from film school, one of my roommates was working quite often. And this was in an industry where, because of union strikes, there just wasn't much work. And he was working on, like, some pretty big budget stuff. He was working on a lot of, you know, TV shows. He was working on a lot of films. And these are TV shows and films that I guarantee you know of or have seen. And he was working because, I didn't realize this at the time, but now looking back, hindsight's always 20/20, they say. I know this because he was working, because he built a personal network and simply focused on a few key relationships. The five people who he formed relationships with booked him 3 out of the 4 weeks a month from just 5 people. Now that kept earning him enough to do what it was that he loved and to stay in LA where, you know, we lived, and it was very expensive to do that. And just for context, he never went to film school. He didn't go to film school with me. He wasn't never formally educated. He just moved down there and started working, which infuriated me because I was not getting work. Now, he was not being hired for his knowledge. He was being hired because people knew, liked, and trusted him. Just five people, you know? Could you text 5 people every day? Could you think about 5 people that you send memes to every day? Are you ready to transform your love for photography into profit? Imagine capturing beautiful moments while bringing in a little extra money for your family each month. Sound too good to be true? With CloudSpot, it's not just a dream. Designed by photographers for photographers, CloudSpot simplifies your business. Effortlessly organize shoots, send professional contracts, questionnaires, invoices, and enjoy faster payment payouts with the lowest fees in the industry, including PayPal. Forget lost emails and messy spreadsheets. CloudSpot offers a streamlined workflow, letting you focus on the moment. And here is the clincher. Grab your free CloudSpot account at deliverphotos.com, and you'll get access to my personal wedding and portrait contracts and questionnaires. So don't let uncertainty hold you back. Embrace the future of photography business management with CloudSpot Studio. Sign up at deliverphotos.com today and transform your passion into profit.
You can do the exact same thing. You can use that and you can find 5 people in your industry who you can support and who can support you. If you are a wedding photographer, you can easily build a network of 5 other wedding vendors and promote and build relationships with them. If you are a family photographer, you can partner with pediatricians. You know, kids have got to go to the doctor. Partner up with a pediatrician. You can partner up with, you know, local kids, toys, or clothing stores. And then you can even think about third-party marketing ideas where you set up a monthly giveaway, maybe for a free shoot or a print credit. And you give this away to, you know, set this up with a vendor where your ideal families already go, and then they can fill out a form, and then they can give you their information to enter. Think about, ice cream shops. Kids love going to go get ice cream with their parents. That's a perfect place to be like, hey, I'm looking, drop in your information for a, free family shoot. You could win a free family shoot or a $200 print credit for a family shoot. You're going to get that information, and say that, you just get 10 a month. You book two of those. You do that for four other vendors. That's eight shoots a month. I mean, you could build that, and that's no social media needed. And then it, would grow from there. You can build relationships off of social media, because again, people buy from those who they know, like, and trust. Now, do I think that you should be on social media? I think so. I don't think that it's going anywhere. And in fact, I talk about its importance in my marketing section of my free ebook, The 6-Step Photography Business Plan, which if you haven't signed up and downloaded it, you can just click the link in the show notes of this episode right here by swiping up on your podcast player, or head over to the resources page on the beginnerphotographypodcast.com, sign up, and I'll send it over right away. But when you focus your attention on personal relationships, then you feel the overwhelm, in your life with optimizing every piece of content that you make, which typically goes into, building out the social media plan or whatever. You can feel it go away. That overwhelm, you essentially get rid of it because you're focusing all your attention on these personal relationships and less on social media and making everything perfect. And I personally find that crafting a social media strategy is rough. It takes a lot of mental energy, and it takes a lot of preparation and planning and, actually creating the content to go out. But do I still do it? Yes, I do. Why? Because, again, I think that social media is important enough for me to spend time there, just not all of my time. And this brings me to my last and my most actionable point, which is that you don't need to choose one or the other. You don't need to go all in on social media by, coming up with this huge, year-long plan and breaking it up into buckets and figuring out exact times that everything needs to be scheduled and getting lighting right for every photo and asking the right questions and, purchasing help like through captions and whatever. You don't need to only choose that or no social media at all. You don't need to choose one or the other. Now, if you are like me and get sucked into Facebook or Instagram every time that you log in and you want to minimize your time spent on these platforms, luckily there are some tools that you can use they do just that. They will automatically schedule your posts and they just make your life easier. Because honestly, there can be both. There is room for both. Like I said, you don't have to pick one or the other. You can do both depending on whatever your strategy, or I'm sorry, whatever your definition of success is and which path it is that you want to take. So right now I'm going to share the strategy that I use when coming up with, a month's worth of social media content in only about an hour. So the strategy that I use is when I'm in Lightroom editing photos, I flag my favorite 2, 3, maybe 4 photos from every engagement session, and then probably 10 to 12 photos from a wedding. And then I take those photos and then I export them specifically for social media. So 2000 pixels on the long edge and then just 70% quality to make sure that the files are nice and small, can get uploaded quickly, and can be viewed very quickly as well. Now those photos get exported into a social media bucket folder on my hard drive. And now this folder is just full of photos that I would be happy to share on social media, that have something that maybe I could say about it, and are just ready to go. You can just pull it at a moment's notice. Then you can sign up for a social media scheduling app like, I think it's Planoly or Hootsuite. I probably totally butchered that name. Now, they both have free versions, and I've been using the free version because they're honestly more than what you need to get started and will last you for a long time. So personally, I use Planoly, and that is just because it's a little bit more visually appealing, and I like the way that it looks when you go to upload your photos and then schedule them. You could upload more than one photo at a time. So the links to both of those will be in the show notes as well. So again, just swipe up, you'll see all the resources right there. You can click the links. So then the first of the month, so it was just the first of October, what I do is that I upload an entire, like I go through that folder, the social media bucket folder, and then I just pick, you know, I typically just upload Monday through Saturday. I don't really post anything on Sunday. So you pick 6 photos a week times, you know, however many, let's just say 30. You find 30 photos, and then you upload them all, and then you just go through, you come up with a quick comment, you can add hashtags if you want, and then you simply just schedule out the posts to go out automatically. Because the cool thing with is that you can click a button and it will, I think it says that you just like post at the best time or whatever. So obviously they have a lot of information on social media, when people are on social media, the best times to get the most amount of engagement. And if you really want to make this super easy and you don't even care about, you know, when it gets posted, just click that button and then it's taken care of for you. So that saves me a lot of time. And now suddenly you, in 1 hour, you've made an entire month's worth of social media posts. Now, if you are more focused on building those personal relationships with others in your industry, then here's a bonus. You don't need to worry one bit about your captions. And I know that's something that, you know, I get stuck on, because if you're focused on building those personal relationships, then your social media is pretty much just simply to remind people that you're still alive and that you're still shooting and that you're in business and, you know, share cool new photos that you've taken. But, you know, for me, as somebody who sees things very visually and not so much through text, and I'm not very good with words, which I'm sure that you are very well aware of, then visual creative takes away almost all of the overwhelm of having to figure out, you know, what witty thing can I say for this photo right here. So that really helps. And then as time goes on and you shoot more, your social media bucket folder is going to grow, and then you're just never going to have to worry about what to post again, because you're always going to have photos ready. Okay, so I understand that that was a lot of social media info for an episode called Success Without Social Media, but remember, it really all comes down to your goals. Because I know that a lot of you get overwhelmed and simply wish that you didn't have to use social media, and I wanted to share with you that you can remove that overwhelm and still be present on these important platforms. And if you don't want to use social media at all, which is totally fine, then I hope that my tips on building relationships, who to look out for, and third-party marketing strategies was helpful for you. Because I know that oftentimes these work even better than social media efforts. So that is it for this week. Nice short episode that I hope got you thinking about, once again, social media's role in your business and just trying to make it easier. You know, we oftentimes get into photography because we love photography, and then we find, oh my gosh, there's so much more to this than I was expecting. And social media is a big one. You know, you oftentimes feel like you can't not be on social media. You can't not be on social media, right? So then you have to come up with optimizing everything, and that is so overwhelming when all that you want to do is just take photos. So I want you to share your biggest takeaway from this episode this week in the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group. And if you're not part of it, just search for Facebook or just search Facebook for Beginner Photography Podcast. And then, or you could just click the link in the show notes of this episode. But again, I really hope that this was helpful and shed some insight and helped reduce the overwhelm that you are feeling. So that is it. Until next week, I want you to get out. I want you to keep shooting. I want you to stay safe and focus on yourself. All right. I love you all.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please leave us a review in iTunes or your favorite podcast player. And continue the conversation with Raymond and other listeners of the podcast by joining the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group today. Thank you. We'll see you again next week.